Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
All right, let's talk some National League Championship Series and then some. Kevin Millar from Major League Baseball Network joining us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. You can watch Kevin and Steven Nelson. They co-host MLB Network's Intentional Talk through the League Championship Series, plus on the road at the World Series every day at 5 o'clock. Kevin, always good to speak with you. How you doing? Thanks for coming on.
Boys, what's going on?
It's okay, Kevin. We were just talking about the narrative is the Braves are different. We're more mature. We've learned. We're not going to get bitten by that thing we got bit by last year. My point is that might all be true, but let's play it on the field and find out if it's true.
Yeah, I mean, especially when the Dodgers have beaten you 12 of the last 13 games in Dodger Stadium. Walker Buehler's been amazing. They were up 3-1 last year. 100% experience, you know, it keeps building. And they are a good ball club, and they're a different ball club. I mean, what Eddie Rosario's done the last couple games, I mean, he probably wouldn't even be playing if Soler hadn't went down with COVID. So you look at this Atlanta Braves team, guys are stepping up. That's without Freddie Freeman right now, who has struck out 7 of the first 8 at-bats, but was a victim of unbelievable pitching. So we get caught up in the whole, you know, oh, my goodness, look at the result. But if you go back and look at this guy's, you know, sequences, they've been absolutely pitching him tough as nails, and they're up 2-0. The Dodgers now obviously get Justin Turner back in the lineup. Max Muncy and JT out was a tough, tough, tough scene. But this is going to be a great series, man. It's just the way it is. Every day you kind of favor the win, but then you got to remember that team over there has won 106 games, and they've been really good at home too.
And you know what it's like to struggle. Everybody does as a major leaguer that have been in your shoes. If you're Freddie Freeman, what's your approach? What's going through your head right now, best guess?
The good news is Freddie hit one of the biggest home runs to get this organization in the postseason. So he starts off at something that you don't always want to start off with, which is a bunch of strikeouts in a row. And, oh, my goodness gracious, first time at postseason. But this is one of the best hitters in our game right now. So he knows that. He's got a great approach. He's a gap-to-gap guy. And his situation, like I told you, he's facing another tough guy. You don't make livings off these type of players, pitchers like a Walker Buehler. You're going to have to battle. So I'm sure he's just kind of slowed things down, realizes that he's been getting some tough pitches. And when you're hot, all those 0-2, 1-2, 2-2 pitches seem to be middle and hanging breaking balls. So this is one of those things. He'll give you a tough at bat. I know that.
I want to ask you about bats and how it seems that some of the biggest home runs, biggest hits in baseball, it wasn't my bat. And then somebody tells a story. I don't know if you have one of those. But I will ask, down 3-0, Nick and I were joking about what Dave Roberts might do tonight. He's going to pop in the steal. And
look, if they go down 3-0 tomorrow night before the game, does he bring that up?
And I say bring up Bill Miller, please, because Bill Miller is the guy who got the hit. But what happened down 3-0?
That's right.
Yeah. Was there anything in that clubhouse? Was there any, like, just fill us in as to what really is said maybe before 3-0. Let's try to pull this thing out.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, God, it was a Dan Shaughnessy article that called us frauds that next morning going into game 4. And we were down 3-9. We got our butts kicked that night. They scored 16 runs. I was hoping Matsui and Gary Sheffield had blisters from 4 hits each. The bottom line is, Shaughnessy, I'm using the restroom the next morning, and there it is, frauds. Now, there was a situation where if the Yankees are better than us, that's great. But frauds, that wasn't it. And so it basically lit a fire. And it's funny when you kind of hear the Houston Astros talk, you know, don't wake a sleeping dog. And there's some truth to that, because there's some like, okay, and now I get to the clubhouse, start yipping and yapping, don't let us win tonight, you know, and that was the truth. How are we going to win tonight? I have no idea. With Derek Lowe's matchup didn't look good, but if we did, we had Pedro game 5, Schilling game 6, and anything happened game 7. By that time, that was our mindset. Win tonight's game. Figure it out. Poppy homers. Obviously, I walked, and Robert stole second. Billy Miller, like you said, never gets any credit for getting the single up the middle off Mariano, and then Poppy homers off Quantrill late in the game in the 11th or 12th inning, and there you have it. And now we're in a back-to-back dogfights, you know, fight with the Yankees in Game 5, and same type scene. A great at bat by Poppy late in the game, and bloops one in the center. Now we go into Yankee Stadium. There's a mindset. Now the pressure is like we have nothing to lose. we have a chance to shock the world every single day. And game six, we won. Game seven, they had no chance walking that stadium because it was just in the cards.
Kevin Millar, well, you were right about that. With us from Major League Baseball Network, you can watch Kevin and Steven Nelson. Like we said, they co-host Major League Baseball Network's Intentional Talk throughout the League Championship Series and on the road at the World Series every day at 5 o'clock. So when we look back at this series, Walker Buehler, obviously the guy you want on the mound if you're the Dodgers. Conversely, this is why you signed a guy like Charlie Morton. What does it mean to have that championship experience out there, the crafty 37-year-old taking the hill this afternoon?
It's huge. That's why Ian Anderson makes the start game two. Charlie goes on the road because you are a veteran and you are good and you've been in these situations and it's not going to stray from what he brings to the table, which is a heavy bowling ball sinker and a great curveball. So Charlie's going to give him a nice chance to win. Walker Buehler's going to give him a nice chance to win. I don't think you're going to look at this as the American League type series where you're scoring 10 runs. You're going to see a big-time pitching duel. And you just hope the Dodgers don't get too cute. I think sometimes they've gotten too cute. This is too good of a club to do that with. You know, and there's a lot of Rays influence these days with all these, you know, starters and relievers and all the stuff. That's fine for that organization, but the Dodgers are a high payroll with a lot of great players, and if not the top three Cy Young Award winners with Scherzer, Walker, and Urias. Tonight they got Walker Buehler, you know, at home in a situation to try to figure out how to win one game, and then that kind of evens the series up as you are at home the next couple.
It's interesting. You said too cute, and I think I know what that's code for. At a certain point, we talk about, you know, heartbeats and eyeballs. You really shouldn't be playing off a piece of paper. Isn't it time, especially this time of year, to get away from that, not run to it?
Well, yeah. You've had some success, obviously, you know, during the year, and, you know, it's you got another game the next day. But in the postseason, you do got to go with your horses. So when I see Max Scherzer getting taken out, you know, in 4 1/3 and in 79 pitches, like, you got to look over your shoulder and do we have anybody better than Max Scherzer? Because that question happens. These are your horses, right? These are guys you never see them walk off a mound within 7 innings. And I don't think that this type of team needs to Mickey and Mouse so much numbers, information, give it to them. But like you said, gut feeling, eyeball, eye test needs to happen at this part of the year because there is no tomorrow sometimes.
I know you know probably the history. Bucky Dent's not my bat. It's Mickey Rivers. Carlton Fisk, not my bat in Game 6 of the 75 World Series. Eddie Rosario, it was his bat, but he pulled it out of, you know, broke the glass. It was the bat he hit the cycle with for the big hit the other night. Do you have any of those where you just look around? I don't know, maybe Ortiz. Was there ever a moment where Ortiz hit one of these big ones and you actually went deep and you say, yeah, that wasn't my bat either? It just seems the game is littered with those stories.
Yeah, it's great because, you know, listen, everybody's got a model these days. They're all about the same. Some handles are skinnier. Some handles are thicker. Most of them are 34, 34 and a half inches, 31, 32 ounces, you know. And so it's fun because, yeah, sometimes you pick up one of your teammates' bats. It feels great in your hand. You're like, yep, and let me order some of those. And so before you can order them, you're using your teammate's bat. You've had a couple of good days. I remember Jeter gave me a couple P72s after a series. And I used that P72, I was with Baltimore, for a good month. And actually, you know, kind of got on fire. And it was just, whether it's a mind thing or you're just getting hot at the right time. But I had that thing, and I was so mad it started, you know, like frailing. And that's the only reason why I kind of taped it up and used it for batting practice the rest of the year.
Yeah, Jock Peterson talked about it. He stole a bat from Rizzo, hit a big home run here.
That's right. That's right. And it's a fun time as long as it's not against your team. That's why Jeter's smart. He gave it to me after the series.
Yeah, that's right. If not publicly, in your head, you ever talk to the bat? Because it looked like Jock Peterson was having, at least in his mind, a conversation with that bat prior to hitting that home run off Scherzer the other night.
Yeah, you got to talk to it. You got to talk to it. There's no holes. Let's go. Let's go. And then, boom, you just kind of, you got to smell it. You got to feel it. You got the pine tar, the rosin. It's the big leagues, man. It's the greatest time of your life right now on this stage to go out and try to do something for your team. And this game's played right now the way we all wish it could be played, to win, not for stats, not for all the glory, to win the game. And that's what makes this game awesome.
I'm not saying you're supposed to cry on the field if you break a good one, but what really does go through your head if you're running hot and all of a sudden kunk, it snaps?
It stinks. It stinks. It's usually on a foul ball off the end of the bat. And you're like, oh, you know, now you got to kind of re-get it because the pine tar and everything, the Manny Mota stick, everything kind of cakes on there to a nice feel. I was a guy that, you know, needed it to be sticky. And so you do so much work in a few weeks of a nice bat, it's just kind of weathered and feels good. And then you break it and you're like, oh, And then that new bat comes out, bat boy comes out, and now they're kind of slick. It's like getting a new baseball. You want to rub it down, get that grip.
It's like losing a family member almost.
That's right. That's right. It's your moneymaker. It's like a guy breaking his putter in Augusta. You know, that's your moneymaker.
Hey, teammates that you, it doesn't matter how long you might have played with, that you really enjoy. We ask guys this question a lot because it is kind of interesting. With free agency and guys moving around a little bit, give me a couple of guys that you absolutely enjoyed, and give me a guy or two that you wish you had played with based upon the way they carry themselves, a guy or two that you wished had been in the same clubhouse for at least a year.
Yeah, I mean, Jeter's ultimately number one. There's nothing that I watched this guy and watched him hit on Sundays and watch him play the game, watch him go 0 for 34, get booed at home. It was like booing Santa Claus when they were booing him in Yankee Stadium, and never strays from anything of just taking his hat, helmet off, putting his batting gloves in there. Nothing but class on that baseball field. And so he was a guy that, you know, I would just love to have played with. You know, Dustin Pedroia, I was a little bit late. I would have loved to play with him because of the yipping and yapping and the confidence and more of the, you know, the loud and believe and just that you got to believe that you're on top of that mountain, like you're carrying luggage when Max Scherzer strikes somebody out, you know. You know, guys that, I mean, like a Gabe Kapler, he and I were very close, tremendous teammate. He was a fourth outfielder. You know, he was a guy that was almost like your second hitting coach because when you're a bench player, you're watching the players, and we all go through struggles, and we know because we're in that arena and in that batter's box. So it's hard sometimes for a hitting coach to kind of relate what we're trying to do. And then you got guys like Gabe Kapler, who was a great teammate and a great bench player. And, you know, you learned a lot, and then here you are. He's probably going to win the manager of the year this year, what he did with San Francisco. So,
real quick.
You know, there's all kinds of great guys, yeah.
If you were single, would you be living in Boston? I think you're out in the Austin area. I mean, you're a family guy now. It wouldn't be a good idea for you to live in Boston. I'm assuming the free drink, free eat would not necessarily be a great thing, big picture.
Yeah. If I was smart, I'd be living in Boston. That's how you – because that's where you could really network what you need to do. But it's a great city. I tell you what, it's like your family for the rest of your life.
Well, when you do what you did, especially. Kevin Millar finishing up with him from the Major League Baseball Network, circling back to the National League Championship Series. Relatively speaking, do you expect both of these starters to go deep into the game?
Yeah, I do. I think both starters get through the fifth. It's somewhat, you know, the stress, a lot of stress in the postseason, so we throw that out there a lot. But I do like both these starters. I think you're going to see a pitching duel tonight. I think it's going to be like a San Francisco Dodger series type game. You know, it could win 1-0. It could win 2-1. But I think they're going to play just to get a run off these two tough pitchers.
Hey, last thing, Kevin. The idea of guys coming from beyond the left field wall, it's a Dave Roberts steal. It's a Bill Miller hit. You go back to Bobby Richards, Bill Mazeroski. Isn't really what makes October baseball, with all due respect to every other sports, including their playoffs, isn't the idea that you don't know who it is, who it's going to be, and it just keeps happening, it seems, year after year after year, that somebody who you didn't expect does something really big?
Yeah, it's funny because we talk about Freddie Freeman, right? And then you got Rosario, who's the star. It was like the Braves back in the day. You had Keith Lockhart would be your guy, not Chipper Jones, because you kind of go into these reports and, like, don't let this guy beat you, right? And then you look up and you got to pitch the guys more so than your superstars. And those other guys, the ones that step up, they beat you.
Well, Kevin Millar, listen, we appreciate the time. Looking forward to watching you and Steven Nelson. As we said, Major League Baseball Network's intentional talk through the league championship series going on the road at the World Series every day at 5 o'clock. Let's talk again soon.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, man. Enjoy it.
Thanks, Kevin.
You do the same. Kevin Millar with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.